Thanks for calling customer support. This is Nisha speaking. How may I help you?
This is who speaking?
Nisha.
Hey, Nisha. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing real good, Nisha. Thanks for asking. I have a couple questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have an account with you all, and I wanted to check and make sure.
Yes, sir. One moment for me.
Okay.
Can I get that zip code, sir?
30038.
All right, can I get that first and last name?
I'm Shelly Boone.
You said last name Boone?
B-O-O-N-E, yes, ma'am.
One moment, sir.
Okay.
Okay, is that Dr. Shelly Boone?
That's me.
Can you verify the address for me, sir?
3197 Sunnyfort Lane in Lithonia, Georgia.
Yes, sir. What can I help you with?
Well, I've tried one of your products, and one, it seems as though the system just kind of like make you get it, you know. But I wanted to let someone know that the actual product was not a good fit for me.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for that. How long have you been trying the product?
For over 2 weeks, I think, going on 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I can extend the trial period another 15 days, give you a full 30 days to try the product.
No, ma'am. What it's not going to take a month for me to realize what's good for me. That's why I'm calling you today. I'll go on your website or go on your check your website out or something and see if there's something else out there that you may offer that I might want to try. But this was not a good fit for me.
Yes, sir. I do understand.
So
I'll go ahead and get that.
I don't know which there was one of them that I actually ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you try to pay for the shipping or whatever, it says, you know, oh, you're not finished yet. People that tried this also ordered this. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And there's no way to say, well, I don't want to be in the category with those people. So the next button that you push in order to get the product that you order actually orders the second product with another shipping and handling costs. It's not like I could decline that second product. So I definitely don't want to be a part of the second product, which whatever it was.
Yes, sir. One moment for me. Let me get those canceled out for you, okay?
Sure, I appreciate it. And
you're
able to handle both of them, Nisha?
Yes, sir. One moment.
Okay, sure.
All right. Bear with me, sir. I'm still getting those canceled out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I got the confirmation number ready for you if you're ready.
You can just email it to me, correct?
No, sir, I can't. I have to give it to you over the phone.
Okay, y'all don't have a email concerning the cancellation?
No, ma'am. I mean, no, sir. I mean, you'll be sent the email, but I can give you a confirmation number now.
No, I don't have anything to write. You can just put it on the account, and if I need it, I'll call back and get it, but Will I be receiving an email pertaining to this conversation, ma'am?
Yes, sir, you will.
Okay, can you put a link on the email so I can go on your website?
It should be on there, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, so you canceled out both of the accounts?
Yes, sir, I canceled
out. Like
yes, sir.
It seemed like it was two different people. Okay.
No, sir.
Oh, it's not. It's all one company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's no problem. I'm going to look at the email, and then hopefully it has a link on it so that I can peruse your website and see if there's something else out there I might want to look at.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good
day,
okay?
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Yes, ma'am. You've been so kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.